Caroline Willie DeMace, 102.5, 106.3, the game, waiting on Jeffrey Simmons to head to the podium. A tardy little Jeffrey Simmons today,
Yeah,
but that's all right.
He's back there counting his money.
He's out shopping.
Exactly. I don't blame him. He's taking his time. Listen.
As he should. As he should. We were discussing Jeffrey Simmons' agent. He went on a podcast, said, you know, hey, I'm glad that the Titans didn't beat the Jags in the final week of the year. And we did all these things. Mm-hmm. We did all these things. He didn't do a darn thing. Jeffrey Simmons did it. But Demas, I will ask you, you've been in that situation before. You have had agents who have negotiated contracts for you. How would you feel if your agent went on a podcast and talked and said the same things that Jeffrey Simmons' agent did?
I wouldn't mind. I mean, as long as he's not saying anything that's detrimental to me as the player, and to make our, you know, my relationship with the team, contentious, then, you know, I'm cool with it. But I'm with Willie. I want to know what was the question? How was it phrased? And then how did he answer it and continue to answer it? You know, I want to see his face. Did he smile about it? Was he like tongue in cheek? Like, yeah, I'm glad he, you know, because we can take, and we all do it. No, I mean, I do it. We can take a sound bite, especially if we don't see it and we just read it, and it's a little sound bite. We could take that and sort of run with it any way we want to run with it. This situation is sort of the same. You know, we can take it any way we want to take it. We can take it the way of you shouldn't have said it, and that's crazy to say. Or we can take it as, you know, well, maybe it was tongue-in-cheek and he was sort of laughing about it. It was sort of a joking thing with it. I would love to see, you know, how the question was asked of him, and then subsequently his facial reaction, his body language, or how he answered that question, because it's just like text. Some things you say in text, you may be playing, and the other person on the other end takes it as, you know, you being condescending.
Literally, yeah,
or
you're
something
serious.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're on the other end, you're laughing. You know, but it's because it's text. Now, when you pick up the phone and say it to somebody, it's a different story, because now I know exactly how you're meaning what you're saying.
The other thing, too, that I think it underlines is I think that Jeffrey Simmons it was not easy for him to play. He wanted to play. Mm-hmm. But with every passing week that he played on his ankle, he risked it getting worse, and it wasn't getting a whole lot better, right? But in the playoffs is a whole nother thing. You're going to do anything you can to play in the playoffs, and that's more time. So it is a natural thought. The only place he might have gone out of bounds a little bit to say, you know, I was hoping that it would lose. Like, yeah. If he just leaves that out, yeah, and says, I was really glad that he didn't injure anything further.
Exactly.
Because he was hurting. He played hurt. Like, he could have couched it that way. Nobody would have batted an eye.
Framing, I think, is the most important thing. Is it seems very selfish and very unprofessional to say, I'm glad they lost. Mm-hmm. Whereas the sentiment, I get it, is I'm glad he could stay healthy. Where you keep it very client forward, which is how I think an agent should act. How I think an agent should think and should be is client first. Whereas glad they lost. Glad Jeff's crying in his locker room because they lost. So I could, you know, they could get a bigger deal and I could cash in on a little bit more. I think that's the framing of it is it's unprofessional.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure. I mean, if he would have said, and we don't know if he said it or not, because again, can't see the podcast unless we cut sign a quarter. Kind of, you know, fish through the internet and find it if it was a, you know, even if it's on there. But maybe he could have said, man, you know, a part of me is happy they didn't make it, you know, because my client was already injured. They had set him out the game before the Jacksonville game, I believe. So he could be ready to go versus Jacksonville. And he's probably thinking, you know, a part of me is happy that that the Titans didn't make it, because now he has to continue to get shot up and sent out there. People don't understand, like, when you get that shot, you're susceptible of hurting yourself even more because you really can't feel the pain. You know, you go out there, and after that shot wears off, I am going to tell you, that crap hurt. I've sat in the bed plenty of times, had a broken scapula for like 10 weeks and would shoot it up every game. And at night when that stuff wore off, I could not sleep because it was hurting so bad. And I'm sure that's what Jeffrey was going through, playing 300 pounds on that ankle. Yeah.
Oof, it hurts. But Jeffrey Simmons is up at the podium now. We will take it to St. Thomas Sports Park. This is Jeffrey Simmons.
Very happy occasion to officially announced the extension of Jeff Simmons. You know, there's a model for what you want, you know, a player to be and what you want your organization to look like. And I think Jeff is one of those models, you know, for us. So this was something that was a priority to get done. You know, with that said, I want to thank Chad Brinker, assistant GM, and Vin Marino for all the work, you know, that they put in to making this happen, as well as Jeff's representative, Paul Darrisell. You know, it was not a moment where we weren't talking. Our first initial meeting to get something started, to get the conversation started, came a little bit after the Senior Bowl. And from that moment, we were diligently working to get this done. And it ultimately came to a conclusion last weekend sometime. So want to keep this brief. This day is about Jeff. This day is about all the work he's put in and the player he's become and the player he's going to continue to be for us. So with that said, I want to bring up our head coach, Mike Vrabel, to say a few words.
Thank you, Rand. Jeffrey, congratulations to you, to your family. You know, Jeff embodies everything that we want in a Titan. From the time that we drafted him, from the time that we went down and spent time with you in Mississippi State, you know, you answered a lot of questions truthfully, honestly. You're a great example to our community. So thank you. You've earned this. We're going to continue to hold you to a high standard. That'll be the fun part. But certainly embody everything we believe in here as a team captain, a leader, in your performance, you know, on the field. So obviously thanks to Ran, Chad, you know, on behalf of our entire organization and Miss Amy and her family, congratulations, man. You earned this.
Oh, man. Coach Vrabel's speech almost gave me a little tears, but nah, man, first I want to say thanks to God. Without God, I wouldn't be in this situation. I wouldn't be in this place to stand before you guys. Have came and overcame a lot of adversity throughout this journey. Appreciate you, Ren. Appreciate the Titans organization. Miss Amy, from day one, I told Miss Amy that I would never let her down, and you know, from this day forward, standing up here now, you know, I texted Ms. Amy after we came to a conclusion that, you know, we came to an agreement, and I told her how much I appreciate her for trusting in me from day one. And when she sent back to me, she told me that, you know, you promised me that you would never let me down, and, you know, you haven't. And that right there, it hit something inside because, you know, to have a female owner, a lady owner in the NFL, to trust in you so much, from kind of the adversity that I went throughout my journey to get here, you know, that means so much to me. So, Ms. Amy, I appreciate you so much, to the Titans organization. You know, we have a lot of work to do. We just getting started. To my family, who with me, no matter, you know, highs, lows, bad, the ugly, whatever, the good, you know, they stick with me. You know, I can have not such a good game, and they still say you play good. So, you know, just to have them on by my side each and every week, each and every game, like I said, I appreciate them so much. And Paul, I'm sure Rand know that Paul going to make sure that things get done. He going to make sure you're on the phone. And I was like, Paul, all right, man, listen, stop calling me until something get done. Like, I'm tired of talking, like, every other day. It's like, Paul Dorselli calling. So I'm like, all right, Paul, do we got something? But, man, just the commitment that Paul made to me and my uncle. Of course, me and my uncle started this thing called Walking Business. You know, of course, coming out of college, you know, I didn't sign with an agent. That's the road I wanted to go. You know, just having a mentor like my uncle who played in this league 10 years and, you know, to trust him that, okay, I'm not going to steer you wrong. And we brought Paul along, and Paul haven't let us down. He one of them guys who kept his word, and, you know, I appreciate you, Paul. And like I said to my uncle, Jason Hatcher, is a big mentor to me throughout this process. You know, been, you know, just stay patient been the big word. And, you know, I think that's the most stressful part about it. You know, as you guys know, I think when you're working on a deal, I think Coach Vrabel and Rand could tell you, like, you know, being patient is the biggest thing. And that also taught me another lesson as I was going through this process. It's like, you know, I want to know what's going on. I want to know what may happen. You know, not one time did I not think I won't be in Tennessee. I won't be playing in Tennessee. But it was all about when would this everything get done, because I was ready for all the noise to, like, clear out. You know, I think a lot of questions about, like, me, my Instagram and this and that. I think the main thing was me blocking out the noise, because I wanted to focus on getting healthy, training and stuff in that nature, and not, you know, worrying about social media and what everyone's saying on social media. So, like I said to my family, like I said again, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. You know, it's just not for me. You guys the reason why I wake up each and every day wanting to be the best I could be each and every day. You know, my mom, single parent. So, you know, just to see how much we have came from, see the journey we've been on as a family, it's crazy. You know, I think, man, just from house to house, apartment to apartment, sharing a bed with my brother. Now we good. We, you know, it's just not, you know, my kids, you know, this generation wealth, as we call it, like, that's why I do it for, man. Every day I wake up, I just think about them hard times where I know my mom didn't feel like it. And for some time, I could be like, I'm hurting. But I think about my mom having to raise 5 kids on her own. And for me to say, I don't want to do this, you know, that's my motivation, my family. So, sorry about that. But, man, this is, I'm grateful. I'm excited. I never saw myself wearing anything but the two-tone blue other than, you know, holding up a Super Bowl ring and a gold jacket. So that's the only thing I ever saw myself outside of wearing the two-tone blue. So, like I said, I'm excited, and the work just really getting started.
Appreciate it.
Well, for me individually, I think the biggest thing for me is keep getting healthy each and every day. I'm working towards the getting back to myself. You know, I want to be 1,000%. I want to help this football team the best way I can. And I think the best way is being healthy on the field, being 100%. Well, I'm not going to say 100%, because playing this game, you'll never be 100%. So, you know, how healthy can I be each and every game? Each and every day, if you never practice, because Ray joked about the practice calls. You know, I just want to be available. I want to be available for my team, healthy, the best way I can be. And I think that just taking the next step and how can I take care of my body, how can I take care of my mental and stuff in that nature. But, man, I know the type of guys that – and I know the type of team we're trying to build here in Tennessee. I've been here long enough to understand that, and I think when you have a head coach like Vrabel and have a like the culture we have here and we trying to build here in Tennessee, I think once you get especially these new guys in, when you get them to buy in to what we really want, and I think that's where make a team. I think like this OTAs, this doing camp and all this stuff like that, that's going to show and like tell what type of team we have. And I don't, like I said, I don't know, you know, of course we already have a different team right now. So when it's time for camp and get just to get around these guys, you know, they're going to understand quick kind of what's our culture and the way we want to play around here in Tennessee. And they're going to get to our ultimate goal, and that's to win the championship around here. And I think, you know, that's always the goal at the end of the season. So I think that's the next step as a team. And, of course, like, I'm a guy who's going to put the team first, and my mindset is we have to win. And we done came up short too many times, and I think this season we have to work extremely harder than, just to get to our main goal.
I think it was 2019, the last time we had maybe one of these press conferences for you. You're 22 years old. Do you think you have grown more as a person, as a player since then, or maybe the combination of both?
Nah, man, I know for a fact I have grown. I know, you know, because if you don't grow, especially as a player in this league, from year one to I'm going into year five now, I don't think I'd be sitting on a podium right now, you know. So, I mean, I just commend the people who I have around me who push me so hard, you know, especially when I'm in this building, you know. Now, I think to have a coach and have a position coach like Coach T, you know, Coach Vrabel and these guys like that, you know, I think them type of guys who I appreciate and are the reason why you want to come to work. You know, each and every day I wake up, I'd be like, all right, another day, we have to get better. And I know, for one, I know Coach T, you know, he wanted the best out of me. So each and every day he pushing me, you know, we having them extra meetings, him telling me, like, bro, you could be the best in this game. Like, so to hear things like that and to see it and watch film each and every year how I improve, I think that right there just shows that, like, you know, each and every year I have improved. And, you know, just a man, you know, I try to be better than I was. And that's been my motto forever, be better than I was yesterday, you know, on the field and off the field. So, of course, I feel like I have grew as a man and as a player.
You're the first guy, I think, first vet with the contract now that runs into what should be the start of the new stadium, really the foundational guy on this team. How much does it mean to you to kind of be that big of a foundational piece?
Well, I really haven't thought about, you know, the stadium and all that. I think my thing is, like, I want to be here in Tennessee. I want to play in Tennessee my career. I want to be here in Tennessee. I love the people in Tennessee. But most importantly, I love the guys on this team. You know, like I said, this whole process, not one time that, you know, that I want to just say that I wanted to leave Tennessee. You know, I wanted to be here in Tennessee. I wanted to get something done. So, you know, to make it, you know, an extension, you know, multiple years, you know, the 4 year or whatever extension, you know, of course, leading to the new stadium. But, you know, when I first came in this league, especially after my rookie year, you know, I kind of knew that I would have to step up a little more, especially, you know, a good friend that I'm, you know, keep in contact with to this day, Jarrell Casey. When I knew that he was leaving, you know, I kind of knew, all right, you know, this is your time to be a leader and be more vocal, especially after my rookie year, and be, you know, try to be that captain that, you know, that needed to be here in Tennessee. And I think from that day forward, you know, that's when I saw that, you know, in myself that I could be that guy to help lead this team. And to this day, you know, I feel like I have a lot of work to do myself. So to this day, I still feel like I have, you know, some work to do with this team, you know, because I do look at myself as, you know, the voice for this team, especially on defense. I look at them guys each and every day that, you know, we could be better. We could be better than we was, and we could actually get to our main goal. So, you know, I'm excited for what may come in the future, especially the stadium. But, you know, right now I'm just focused on today.
We hear oftentimes that you are, as Rand and Coach Vrabel said, the walking embodiment of this team. How personally do you take that, and what would you say is an example of how you exemplify the mindset that they want to have?
I mean, I think it start off with just the way we want to play around here. You know, not just, you know, because we get taught the way that, you know, each and every day we get coached hard. You know, and I think it's not just, it don't come down to the coaches saying that all the time. It's about the players. And I think when you have the players doing it and talking it, I think that's when
it's like, all right, this is what they want. And I, like I said, I'd have been around Coach Rabe. I know the toughness he want on team. I know the grit he want, and I know the type of effort he want us to play with. And so if I'm not out there doing it, then these other guys not going to buy into it. So, and that's, I think, where I appreciate Coach Rabe the most. You know, when I'm not doing it, I get called out. You know, and the best players get called out on this team, no matter who it may be. It could be from Derek down to anybody. So I think that's what simplified, like, what embodying this team, the way guys like myself, that I feel like, you know, a captain on this team, if I'm doing the right thing, if I'm playing the way that we can be being coached with technique, fundamental effort, and all them things like that, full tilt. And I take pride in that. So, and then I think it's just off the field, you know. I like to be in the community and things in that nature. I want to inspire the youth. That's one of the biggest things I speak on a lot. So, you know, it's just not about on the field. And I think that's what, you know, we also talk about, you know, how about, you know, what we're doing in the community and stuff in that nature.
After the last game in Jacksonville, you kind of bared your soul. You showed, you know, talked about playing through the ankle injury and being kind of all in for this organization. Through this process, when did you kind of get the indication that they were going to be all in for you?
Well, I mean, I didn't really know at the beginning because, of course, we didn't have a GM in place. But when I first met Rand, you know, our first conversation, you know, was it. You know, when I sat down and talked to him and I some of the stuff he told me, it was like, you know, I would be here in Tennessee. And, you know, I would say Rand kept his word. He'll man his word. He just joked with me about that. So, and I think that's the biggest thing for me. And just hearing it from our owner, Miss Amy, you know, I can't remember exactly what week it was, but of course it was after the firing. But, you know, just to hear her say, you know, you okay? Like, we're going to take care of you here. And I think that's what put me at ease. And from that day forward, like I said, I wasn't focused on, you know, just a this big contract. That's why I put a team in place for that. And, you know, my thing has been this offseason, just how can I get healthy and, you know, ready for this upcoming season.
You mentioned how much you love the city and community, of course, the team, obviously, but you've also done so much off the field, your new foundation, give them a reason. How excited are you to continue the work you started off the field and continue this relationship with the city that meets clearly means so much to you?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think my first event with my foundation was last year around Christmas time. You know, I think when we talk about off the field, because, you know, I came from a small town, and I know a lot of these kids don't have hope. And someone in the seat right now looking for that hope, looking for, like, that why. And it, so I think when you have a foundation like that, especially mine called Give Them a Reason, it's to inspire the youth and try to create opportunities for our youth. And each and every day, that's be my goal. When I see a young kid, you know, I never turn a kid down for a picture, you know, because they look up to us. And we're setting examples. We're going giving back to our community and letting these kids know that they can be here, no matter if they want to be a lawyer or whatever it may be. You know, never give up on your dream. You know, I came up with this Give Them a Reason because, like, you know, when we growing up as a kid, we always want a handout, you know, and now it's like, why not? Why we can't do, why we can't get this offer? And I always, when I went back to my high school, I told them kids, give these coaches a reason to give you an offer and stuff like that. You know, the same way on this level, give these coaches a reason, excuse me, to get put you on the field. So I think that's the reason why I came up with that name. And like I said, now it's just like, you know, I hope it's a takeoff. You know, I want to be more in the community here in Nashville. A lot of my community work been in Mississippi, you know, with sponsoring and naming the field house at my old high school and having all my camps in Mississippi. So I wanted that to grow, and I want to bring the, a lot more activities and, you know, things to Nashville. So. Yeah, just a lot of excitement from guys. You know, I saw a couple of guys this morning. You know, it just, to me, I think the main thing is, you know, just getting back around the guys, and I can't wait to get back around the guys. And, you know, like I said, we're going to have a complete new team. You know, a lot of these guys new to our team. I met Aziz is his name, right? Yeah, I met Aziz this morning, and I could tell already that, you know, he's going to be good for us, just the talk we had this morning. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited to, you know, because I've been on the contract here, so it's not like I'm new to this team. So I'm just excited to see how much more we could grow as a team and, you know, get to our next step.
Jeff, from a football standpoint, what do you feel that you need to work on, improve on, to help take this defense to the level that you guys envision? And then also with coming back from the ankle injury, how has your training regimen maybe changed this offseason as you look to elevate?
Well, first, I mean, right now that's have been my focus, my ankle. I mean, I did get it, you know, cleaned up, and I feel fine right now. I think the main thing is just keep getting that ankle better, better right now. But I think when it comes down to me as a me personally, I think the consistent of my technique and you know, playing with, you know, my body lean that we talk about, and you know, Coach Ray and them always stressing it to me, just because I know and I have seen it. Like when I'm playing with that technique that we talk about consistently, you know, no one could block me in this league, and I see it and I hear it all the time. So I think that's my biggest thing. How consistent can I be with them things? My technique, my fundamental, and my effort. And I think that's right there just as fine. Because, you know, everything else to take care of itself, my leadership and all that. I just want to be more consistent.
You talked about how meaningful the generational wealth is for you and the family. Just how'd you get to tell everybody, and what was it like getting to tell everybody you signed the deal?
Well, I mean, I think when I told we was in the group chat, and I told him, but kind of my brother broke the news to everyone in the group chat. I was waiting to do it. He ended up breaking the news, like such and such. But I think, I mean, even though, you know, it was special, you know, just to be able to share that moment with my family, for them to be here today is special. When we was on the phone, it was me, my agent Paul, and my uncle, and we was like, it was a long talk, I would say, right before we made a decision, like, all right, what are we gonna do, guys? Like, everyone was like, are we in or not? But I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, I heard a couple of tears on the phone. I ain't gonna call no name, but nah, man, it was unbelievable, man. Like I said, I'm so grateful to have a team and have a family like I have, and you know, props to Rand and his team. You know, this organization. You know, we got the deal done, and I'm excited, man. Like I said, the work really just getting started for real. So.
Tweet, I guess, after the news came out, were you trying to maybe drop a teaser?
Yeah, no, I was just messing with the people. You know, I was wanting a little kick out of it, but you know, I knew this whole time that, you know, I was gonna be here in Tennessee. You know, especially the fans, they, you know, even when I'm not, you know, on social media, I'm walking into a restaurant. You know, he's stopping me and my girls. Like, you know, if they don't sign you. We gonna boycott this and that. I'm like, we have no words. Like, calm down. But nah, man, it just, you know, it's always good to always keep the fans in the loop. I think, you know, I'm big on, you know, our support system. You know, we have some great fans here in Tennessee that support us, and you know, I always want to check in every now and then on Twitter with them or whatever it may be, mess with them. But you know, that was a little joke with the fans. And like I said, I mean, we have some great fans in Tennessee.
You talked about being patient through this. Last year you played for a very inexpensive deal. You had to be patient with that. And then with the ankle, you weren't yourself for some of the time. Was it difficult to be patient through that, knowing that this day would probably come, but having to wait for it?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. Not one time did I think about this deal during the last season, I was thinking about the now, because I wanted to win. I wanted to get to our goal, which didn't happen. So, like I said, not one time did I think about, you know, I'm really playing on this ankle right now, and I don't know what it may be in the future. I was just focused on that now. And that was my goal, to be on the field each and every week for my team, my teammates. And so, didn't think about, you know, of course, like, man, everyone know already, like, going into that season, you know, it was some thoughts, but, you know, I made a decision, and
they could tell you that I was like, I want to play this year. I don't want nothing, all this extra stuff. I don't want to deal with it right now. And I came here and I played for my teammates and I played for this organization. So now I didn't think about it not one time. And I was just being patient with my ankle. I say that that's the only patience I had to really kind of like settle down. But like, okay, just gonna have to get through it this season. So.
You wanted to be patient. Why was it important to you to get that deal done before Super Bulldog?
No, it wasn't. I wouldn't say before Super Bulldog weekend. I'm sure that's a Paul question for he told Jax that, something like that. But my goal was to get it done when the right time, when both sides came to agreement. Like I said, we came to agreement. I was on a phone call with my team, and we came to an agreement, and it just so happened to be before we, Mississippi State spring game this weekend. So, you know, I'm sure them fans would be crazy and be excited, you know, for the news. I already been getting a lot on social media already, but like I said, I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful. I'm excited to see what the future brings for this organization myself.
Making such a big deal out of you taking the Titans off your social media?
Nah, man. Like I told everyone earlier, I don't think. I know it was like a, news like alert, but my biggest thing was I wanted to eliminate myself from all the distraction, you know, because I was getting tagged in this, I was getting tagged in that, and I think when it came down to it, you know, I didn't want to. That's kind of the reason why I kind of deactivated my page because I wanted to just focus on getting healthy. I wanted to focus on working out and stuff like that. So I wouldn't say, didn't mean to like, you know, make it a big deal. Of course it's ended up being a big deal, but my goal was to just focus on myself at that time because like I said, I was dealing with the ankles. I was dealing with, you know, it's just other stuff off the field, you know, just being an adult. So I would just focus on that at the time. So I wasn't trying to make that a big deal, so.
Yep. All right, that was Jeffrey Simmons at the podium. Jonathan Hutton will join us in just around 10 minutes. So we will join Jonathan Hutton coming up next and give some of our reaction to Jeffrey Simmons' press conference. Caroline Willie D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.